Text numéro 6. AI is coming for our jobs. Could universal basic income be the solution? The idea of a guaranteed income for all has been floating around for centuries. While it is still considered by many to be a radical concept, proponents of a universal basic income, UBI, no longer see it only as a solution to poverty, but as the answer to some of the biggest threats faced by modern workers: wage inequality, job insecurity, and the looming possibility of AI-induced job losses. Elon Musk, at the recent Bletchley Park summit, said he believed no job is needed due to the development of AI, and that a job can be for personal satisfaction. An economist sees it differently. Even if AI takes your job away, you don't necessarily just become unemployed for the rest of your life, he says. What happens is you go down in the labour market. You start crowding the lower income professions. He believes, at least in the short term, that the growth of AI will push white collar workers into the gig economy and into other forms of poorly paid, insecure work. Such a shift in the workforce would, he fears, drive down wages and conditions while increasing inequality. A UBI policy in response to AI and automation would address the failure of employers to distribute the spoils of economic growth, propelled, at least in part, by automation, fairly among workers, says The Economist. Some go further still, pointing to UBI as a dividend due to workers for their role in the development and dissemination of knowledge used to train AI models such as ChatGPT. While UBI experiments do not generally show that the policy encourages workers to entirely leave the labour market, higher payments have led to some people reducing their working hours. In Kenya, the world's largest UBI scheme has been providing almost 5,000 people with a payment of about 75 cents a day since 2017. People leave low-wage jobs, they are going and starting businesses, and the businesses are doing great because there's money around. This unexpected wave of entrepreneurship has also had a positive impact on those taking jobs that pay wages, as a shrinking of the available workforce has led to an increase in salaries. In a developing country, if we see a 20% increase in businesses, that's people who are going to pay taxes. For countries where automation is a greater concern, a macroeconomist has considered a very different approach, a robot tax. She described the possibility of taxing companies that replace workers with robots in order to fund a UBI as philosophically appealing, if currently unrealistic. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2023.